Welcome to District 32 Radio. I'm Sally Barker. Joining me on the show today is Lisa Rue from Tala Property Management. How are you, Lisa?
Hello, Sally. Very well, thank you.
Now, tell me, Tala Property Management, what is that?
Sally, we're a residential property management specialist company, so all we do is residential property management. We've been operating now for a little over 2 years, and things are going very well.
But it wasn't always that way, was it? You got into this business at a pretty difficult time here in WA.
Yeah, I myself have a few investment properties, and I'd gone through a number of property managers, and I felt that there was a gap in the market for somebody who specialised in residential property management, and so I started the business. Started from zero properties and obviously had quite a few networks that I tapped into, and slowly through word of mouth built up a substantial portfolio a couple of years later. What I didn't realise at the time of starting was that Perth was coming out of a very fantastic mining boom era, and the property market literally crashed as I started the business. So rents fell quite dramatically. Luckily, we're now at a point where they've stabilised, but probably took 40, 50% off the average rent every week. And we lost a lot of people over east. People went back overseas. And quite honestly, we had all these new apartment buildings being built and so many properties on the market and not enough people to fill them. A few years ago, we had more people than properties, and those were good times, but it's not when I started my business. So, it was very interesting times, opening doors to home opens and not having a single person turn up.
So that was your normal, though?
That was my normal. I hadn't started the business in the boom times, as it were. Previous to that, when I first got to Perth, I have animals and I was trying to find a rental and it was almost impossible. You had 15, 20 people easily coming to home opens, multiple applications going in, people bidding because they were so desperate for the properties, and myself having a pet, it was absolutely taboo in Perth. And that was my reality when I started my business. That had all dried up. But the good thing is that I wasn't used to that. I wasn't used to opening the door and having 20 people flock in. I was used to opening the door and having one person as an opportunity and having to sell that person the property and get that application for the owner. Because it was my norm, that's what I did naturally. And that was really my point of difference. I would open homes at any time, 7 days a week. I would actively sell the property, the benefits, do walkthroughs, explain to the tenants all the things that the property had to offer. As opposed to just opening the door, letting them walk through and walk out of the property, never to be seen again.
Mm. So tell me about that pet issue. Now that's all changed. And within the last 12 to 18 months, properties that were absolutely no pets are now
pet friendly, to the point that even back in the day, if a property didn't have a backyard, you can almost be guaranteed a pet wouldn't be allowed. Nowadays, all the new apartment blocks are allowing pets. I've seen quite a few, even medium-sized dogs, which is quite interesting, being allowed in apartments, and it's the complete opposite. Now, if you don't allow pets in your property, you're at a distinct disadvantage. Back in the day, there were all sorts of clauses that were put in place. Pets couldn't come inside. There were certain restrictions. Even that's fallen by the wayside now. And we still put restrictions in place for obvious reasons. Things like fumigation become mandatory, keeping pets off carpeted areas. That all gets written into the lease. However, most people nowadays will have pets and, they'll be allowed into properties.
Mm.
I was actually reading an article the other day over east where they were looking to change the legislation that you couldn't refuse a pet, which would be quite interesting. I'm not a fan of cats.
No, I'm not a cat person. I'm very allergic. So, when I'm looking at homes, for purchasing, I can tell if there are cats in. And if it has carpet, there is no chance I could even purchase that property because it just doesn't come out.
It sets off the allergies. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And that's one of the big things. And obviously we'll do the professional carpet cleans. We do the fumigation. But at the end of the day, things, particularly like cats, where people who have allergies to cats can pick it up even if they're walking in a park and there's a cat around, It becomes really quite difficult. Mm. But they seem to be, fortunately, I don't have a large amount of cats, but dogs definitely, without a shadow of a doubt, people have their animals, usually only one, but they will have their pets, and their pets are like their children. Having dogs myself, I understand. And most people are very respectful of the property and do the right thing. And that's the most important thing with pets.
If you are in a strata situation, how important is it, if you do have a pet, you've paid a pet bond, you've been approved for that pet, for you to actually have a copy of the bylaws to make sure that pets are actually allowed in that complex?
Absolutely. It's critical. If the bylaws don't allow pets, then the strata could demand that the pet's removed from the property, and they'd be well within their rights because that's the bylaws. So very, very important. Pets also contribute to noise disturbances in close living places. Sometimes the council gets involved in those types of things. As property managers, we're always notified. But certainly if it gets out of control, that person could be forced to get rid of their animal, sadly.
Or leave.
Or find another property.
Okay, so as an owner and I'm looking for a property manager, what questions should I be asking?
For me, there are quite a few fundamentals that you'd be looking for. First of all, know the person who's going to be looking after your property. Generally, the person who owns the business, that they have some sense of your property and what's going on in your property. It may be that they have their own portfolio of property managers, but know the business owner and have a sense of comfort that they know and understand your property and are going to look after it on your behalf. Ensure that all the staff are kept up to date with all the training, legislation changes, simple questions on what type of training programs do your staff go to, how many times a year do they get trained, finding out a little bit about the legislation yourself so you are a little bit informed about the changes and can ask those questions is a good idea. So that knowledge is really important. Be realistic and look for a property manager that's realistic. If you know the market's only offering $300 a week for an apartment and a property manager says to you, well, we're going to get $1,000 a week, one would wonder how knowledgeable they are and how informed they are about what's happening to the property market in this state at the moment. And, those would probably be the main things.
So what are some of the key legislation changes we've seen recently?
There's been a lot in favour of property management, which is fantastic. But one of the big ones is around electronic communications. So previous to the 1st of July, all of our notices that we served on tenants had to be done through the Postal Service. What that meant was we had to give a certain amount of days for the Postal Service to deliver the letters, and obviously for the tenants to open the letters and have a read. And that was roughly 6 to 7 days, which meant that if they were in rent arrears, you were immediately a week behind waiting for the post to arrive. Those types of notices now can be served electronically. So the very next day, that becomes an effective notice, and then your period that you have to wait before issuing extra notices and then eventually proceeding to court, it diminishes that whole time frame, which is fantastic news. There have been a lot of updates around the safety in properties. Now, this hasn't been new in property management, but certainly over the last few years, safety aspects around obviously smoke alarms, electrical control devices, blinds, children, choking hazards, all those types of things have been updated. So for people who've self-managed and might have a property that's 10, 15 years old, there have been a lot of safety changes making that property safer for tenants and their families. So always worthwhile having a read.
So what if someone has rented a property from a private, from an owner, and then they realise that it isn't compliant in this area? What steps should they take then?
Their best course of action would be to contact the Department of Mines and Industrial Relations and ask for advice on what steps to proceed with. Certainly with things like smoke alarms and RCD devices, they are mandatory. So the owner would have to put those in. Very important if obviously you have insurances on your home, if those things are found not to be working or not to be installed at all, there could be a whole lot of insurance implications, and worst case scenario, the liability could be huge if anything tragic should happen.
Is it up to the tenant to have this checked out, or is it up to the owner to do it and in good faith?
It's up to the property owner.
It's up to the owner.
Now, in the case of a property management, the owner will give the property manager the rights to look after that property on their behalf, and therefore the liability then falls onto the property management agency to make sure that's all in place. And it is legislation, so it has to be done. There are no ways around it. In terms of upkeep, there is recommendations on how to upkeep smoke alarms and your RCD devices and getting them checked, etc. They're only recommendations, though. Mm. So the items have to be present, they have to be in a working order, but in terms of ongoing maintenance, there are only recommendations in place. Again, it will come down to the agency's due diligence or the owner's due diligence, but it's in everyone's best interest that the items are working and tested regularly.
And the owner should be given the right to rectify any problems?
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely. So we'd certainly pass on a formal quote. All your new homes would be compliant to begin with. Mm. It's more your older properties that were built back in the 60s, 70s and have possibly been rented to the same person privately for 10, 15 years. And there are those out there that just don't have these things because back then it wasn't a requirement.
Mm. And so that's why it's important for people to talk to someone like you?
Yeah, absolutely. And just keep yourself up to date with all of these things. Previously, Department of Commerce, their website is very user-friendly. If you type in any of these things, they've got fact sheets on what to do, how to do it. So there is a world of information out there. Tenants themselves are becoming more and more educated on their rights. And that's probably the reason property managers a good idea because they themselves know what legislation's out there. They'll quote the legislation. If the other person doesn't know the legislation, you could find yourself a little bit exposed. Obviously, with property managers, we keep up to date with all of these things. We get notified with all the changes. So we're in the best possible position to make sure we protect the owner's interests.
Wonderful. How can people connect with you?
Easiest way, honestly, I love to talk. So the best way is give us a call. If you'd like to check out our Facebook page, obviously our website, any of those. But I always say to people, please feel free to give me a call, even if it's just for a general chat. Mm-hmm. Someone's looking for advice, happy to take the call, happy to talk people through what their specific situation is.
What's your phone number?
So it's 086444 1199.
Perfect. Thank you so much for joining us on District 32 Radio. Lisa Rue from Tala Property Management.
Thanks, Sally.